Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
Jim Robb is the executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. It's a consortium that works with primarily land grants around the country on market analysis. Folks like Oklahoma State, K-State, Texas AgriLife, and others. And according to Jim Robb, the latest export numbers out this past week looking pretty doggone good. The comps have definitely gotten a lot easier, and that provided us some very impressive year-over-year percentages.
USDA put out their update and their actual September numbers here the early last week, and it was good news overall, especially in the red meat side. For September, beef exports were up fully 30% year over year. Now, last year, we really had the softening in the beef export markets began in about July, and we cratered by the time we got to September. So quite a contrast to last year, up 30%. Broiler exports up 22%. Similar story last year. We had avian influenza. We were not able to export the broilers. We've rebounded from that. And on the other red meat side, the pork side, up 3% year over year, rather modest gains. Importantly, though, the imports continue to erode. And so our beef imports were down dramatically. That was being driven by a 67% year over year decline in beef imports from Australia.
Wow.
And New Zealand was down 33%. So that picture compared to a year ago, especially last summer into the fall, is dramatically different on the import and export front than it was last year. I think working now finally to the benefit to the beef and some of the other sectors.
Now, one of those eye-popping numbers that Jim Robb just alluded to, the beef imports coming in from down under. He says it's all about drought.
Well, Australia's coming out of their drought. They're starting to rebuild their herds, and now Australia has the highest cattle prices. Think back to the Southern Plains in the U.S. several years ago. They have the highest cattle prices on record in Australia and in New Zealand right now. So they're really also being priced out of somewhat the Asian export markets, and the U.S. has benefited, especially in Japan and in South Korea and in Taiwan also. So it has to do with coming out of the drought and the dynamics that are happening there in terms of the supply side and the resulting prices that they're now challenged in the export markets compared to where they were a year ago.
As for our beef export numbers, question is, can we keep the momentum up?
You know, certainly getting back from the debacle last year, we're really moving along the five-year averages, and we can actually maybe have some months later this year above last year. Now, prices of beef are lower than a year ago, and we're able to price that, but there seems to be gaining some demand potential, again, as it kind of feeds back, and we're doing quite well against Australia and some of those Asian markets.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, November 18th on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,000 head to be offered starting at 8 a.m., including 6,000 yearlings, 14,000 weaned calves. Then 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, a Superior Select female sale will feature replacement heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.